Welcome back to the roundtable. There is exciting news coming up. If you think April is exciting, well, just wait for June. As in her two seasons already as artistic director of the Williamstown Theater Festival, Jenny Gersten has announced that there will be a total of 7 productions, 3 on the main stage, 4 on the Nico stage. Do I have that right?
Yes.
And they'll be performing from June 26th through August 18th. Listen to the list. It's very, very impressive for summer 2013, the world premiere of Bridges of Madison County, a new musical by Jason Robert Brown and Marcia Norman, a revival of Animal Crackers, and a Nicholas Martin-directed production of George Bernard Shaw's classic Pygmalion. On the Nico stage, audiences will see revivals of Tom Stoppard's Hapgood, along with productions of Bess Wahl's American Hero, which is a world premiere, and the new musical Johnny Baseball. The season will also see a return of many Williamstown veterans, including Kate Burton and Robert Sean Leonard and Bartlett Scherr and Lee Silverman and Lewis Black, and the list goes on and on. Just a taste of what will be happening at WTF, and to tell us more, we welcome the festival's wonderful artistic director, Jenny Gersten. It is a delight to see you.
Good morning. It is so great to be here, and on this very cold morning, I just want to say summer really is around the corner.
Yeah, it's not that far around. How often do you get up to the scene of the crime during the off season?
Yeah, I come to Williamstown. I live in New York City,
right?
But I come to Williamstown about once a month for a couple of days to meet with there's some staff in New York City, but there's most of our staff's based in Williamstown, Massachusetts. So I come and visit them and see some of our constituents and hang around. It's good to be back in Williamstown every time.
So when we last left you,
yes,
your second season was just finishing up, and at that point, just to give our audience some perspective, how much of this season was already in the works?
So the last time we hung out, it was August, and I believe we had just started talking to Bartlett Scherr, the director of this new musical you mentioned, Bridges of Madison County, and we had been in discussions with them for on and off for about a year, but it got more serious last August. So we were just starting to have that conversation. And other than that, I knew about Bess Wahl's play, the world premiere you mentioned earlier, American Hero. She had told me about it at lunch 6 months before, and a little, you know, firework went off in my brain, and I thought, I really can't wait to see that play, but I hadn't read it yet. And we'd been talking about Animal Crackers with that director, whose name is Henry Wishcamper, for about a year, but we hadn't gotten around to it. And so that was not in my head yet in August. So no, not much at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it goes, it's an ongoing process. You're always, I assume, casting the net, seeing
yes.
what's out there, and then what is available and who's available and all of that stuff.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that, of who's available and who's sort of, you know, makes my eye sparkle. And then, you know, I was feeling this season's a little more fun than what I've done the last 2 years. There's a lot more whimsy to it between the Marx Brothers and Animal Crackers
right.
and Pygmalion, which is, you know, I always think of Shaw as sort of serious and very literary sort of. But, you know, the Pygmalion's really a fun play. So this season has even Johnny Baseball, which is ostensibly a musical about institutionalized racism, is a lot of fun because who doesn't like baseball and singing?
Absolutely. It is, and there aren't that many baseball musicals, Damn Yankees, right?
Yep.
And then, well, yeah, I can't think of
no.
any. So you come up, let's start with the main stage, Animal Crackers. I wanted to ask you another question before that. Let me interrupt myself, because I'm curious as to, you know, you obviously know what you want. I mean, you have an idea of what you're looking for, what would be good, and you look at that. For a playwright, for a director, for a show that is emerging, take Bridges of Madison County as an example. What are they looking for in Williamstown as a venue to be able to try this out?
Well, that's a great question, actually. The reason they want to come to Williamstown, and this will be the world premiere of this new musical, is because they can get sort of a very safe venue. Williamstown's considered a very safe place to experiment and try new work. The audiences that we have in Williamstown and in this whole capital region and the Berkshire Berkshire Hills is very sophisticated. They ask good questions. They're attentive. And so I think artists love to come to Williamstown to try it out. Plus, summer theater is really fun, but at least the level of artistry that we sort of require at Williamstown, it sort of makes the standards great for the artists who want to come to Williamstown. We have high standards, and they appreciate that.
So you look at a show like Far From Heaven that you did last year, and the idea always is that that will have a life beyond Williamstown.
And in fact, it's in rehearsals
right now
at Playwrights Horizons. And Here Lies Love, which we workshopped at Mass MoCA last summer, opens tonight at the Public Theater. So it's great to see those new shows have a further life.
So now let us get back to you.
And those artists learn a lot at Williamstown. It's probably needless to say that, but really do learn a lot.
And it can't be understated. And you mentioned this, but you have an appreciative audience that also is willing to go along for the ride. That this may not be done.
That's exactly
or perfect,
right.
but we're interested in the process, and we want to see what's going
to
happen here.
Makes a big difference to them and to all of us.
Absolutely. So. Back to you
mm-hmm.
and what you want to accomplish. So let's start with the main stage, Animal Crackers. And it's part of our baseline of entertainment that hopefully we have all seen this at some time in our lives. And I guess one of those questions, and when I read the original release, was, wow, how do you top that? You know, like how do you put your mark on that?
I mean, you're exactly right. No one really wants to see a replica of the Marx Brothers.
Right.
The originals are too good to be true. So what's great about this piece, I mentioned Henry Wishkamper earlier, who's the director, but also adapted the piece with the permission of the estates, so that there's some new songs in it, not new contemporary, but material from the original composers who have... they went to the library and got an additional song or two, and he brought in this great choreographer, John Carafa, to throw in some tap dance numbers, and it's really going to feel like a cross section between a traditional musical theater piece, musical theater comedy, not unlike something you'd see in the movies of that day, and vaudeville, because that's sort of what the Marx Brothers came out of. So it has this kind of variation between sketch comedy and a full-blown musical, sort of Ziegfeld or, Bubsby Berkeley number.
And just talking to Mrs. Honeybee.
Yes, I like that Mrs. Honeybee so
and from Chicago, and I was asking her the question of, is it in the water of that improvisational? And I have to ask this about Williamstown, too, because this production will be very silly. It'll be slapstick. And you do that and farce extremely well at Williamstown.
Well, I'm a fan of that sort of oeuvre. If you will, I really like slapstick. We haven't done that much in the last 2 years, so I'm really happy to bring it to Williamstown. We haven't had a lot of main stage shows that have been good for sort of, kids who are age 7 or 6 and up. So I'm really happy to be offering Animal Crackers. And, nothing's funnier than someone falling down the stairs. I'm sorry.
No. Little song, little dance, little seltzer, down your pants. That's doesn't get better than that. We mentioned Pygmalion, but I think we buried the lead because it's starring Robert Sean Leonard, which is pretty cool.
I love Robert Sean Leonard. He was at Williamstown in 1997 in Dead End, if you'll remember.
Nicholas Martin, who will be directing this production, and one of the, and I've told you this, but one of the, if not the best production I've ever seen at Williamstown.
That's a great one. And, he's a terrific actor. He's been in Los Angeles, sort of away from theater for years and years, doing that series on Fox called House.
Yeah.
So he's very happy. This is his big return to the stage. And Henry Higgins is a wonderful part. Obviously memorialized probably more by My Fair Lady than the play Pygmalion, but it's a great character, and he is going to do it with aplomb. And he's just, I also remember Robert John Leonard from Dead Poets Society.
Absolutely.
A very memorable performance. He's a terrific actor, so we're lucky.
That'll be July 17th through the 27th on the main stage. And mention your former artistic director, Nicholas Martin, coming back, which is always a treat.
After tremendous success on Broadway this spring with the Chris Durang play, Sonia,
yeah.
Masha, Vanya, and Spike.
Which is great.
Great.
Yeah, just
yeah.
Fantastic. And then is Bridges of Madison County, which we mentioned, which is... August 1st through the 18th, a world premiere, and Stephen Pasquale will be in it. And it is, how long has this been in the works?
Well, I think they've been writing the show or trying to, you know, get the rights. I mean, you always have to start with talking to the original
right.
author of the book and getting the rights and then talking about the structure. So it's Marsha Norman, who's a Pulitzer Prize winner, is the book writer of this musical. And Jason Robert Brown is the composer, maybe best known for Last 5 Years, but also Parade. He's a tremendous composer and really writes music that is full of longing. I always point to my heart when I talk about his music because he really, he pulls at my heart. And that's such a perfect match for this material because, I mean, I don't know how many of your listeners were fans of the book or the movie, The Bridges of Madison County, but I know that this iteration of the story, because the songs are filled with so much longing, I find it very, very beautiful version of the story.
I can't wait to see it.
Maybe the best version of the story, in my opinion.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, because you, well, I won't say that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because every once in a while, especially when you read the book, you're like, yeah, you could probably improve this.
Exactly. but that's the thing. It's like when you're talking about love, it's really good to sing about love.
Absolutely.
So that's why I like it.
and then there's the Nico stage, which is a smaller, more intimate theater, and it is where some incredible incredible material goes on. You have used it for both wonderful revivals as well as world premieres, and I guess that's pretty much what you're doing.
Yeah, so we're doing
well.
4 shows altogether, 1 revival, which is Tom Stoppard's play, Hapgood. But I guess I should start at the beginning. So the first show is Bess Wohl's new play, world premiere, called American Hero, which is about, it takes place in a sub or sandwich franchise in a mall, sort of in a very common sort of middle of America place. And they're opening this new franchise, not unlike a Quiznos or a Subway. And the owner of the franchise, after the first half of a day, basically takes off and leaves the employees of the franchise to try and deal with corporate HQ. And needless to say, corporate stops sending sandwich material, and they have to try to make do on their own.
The publicity line that I love is, see just how far these sandwich artists will go to keep their shop afloat in this hilarious, surreal tale of the struggle for optimism, the power of sandwiches, and the glorious, messy American dream.
Yeah, there it is. Who could say it better than that?
Doesn't get better.
And also, to me, it's really about the 99% and sort of saying, okay, in the face of what corporate wants, you know, how do we kind of make do.
And then our dear friend Kate Burton returns for Hapgood.
Hapgood, this play by Tom Stoppard, it's actually almost like a spy thriller, a Le Carré type double agent, triple agent look at the espionage, but also an examination, because it is Tom Stoppard, of physics and metaphysics and sort of how we see things. So if you think you know that someone's working for the British spy company, but a spy agency, they might be working for Russia, depending on.
I mean, spy novels are hard enough to figure out, on their own, but you add Tom Stoppard to then, you know, there's a lot to, your mind will be working.
It's a very full evening of theater. And Kate, but it's also really fun, and it's a funny play, and Kate Burton is brilliant. We did a reading back in December, and Kate is brilliant in this role. She plays the lead spy in the show, heads up the British agency.
The lead spy.
Yes.
And then Johnny Baseball runs July 24th to August 3rd, as we mentioned, a musical, and it is with a Boston connection.
Yep, it's about the Red Sox, and it actually takes a look at the infamous curse of the Red Sox.
Yep.
And posits a theory that's not unknown, that the curse might be tied to sort of the institutionalized racism of the team.
And then you'll finish up with Blood Play, and tell us a little bit about what takes place in the 50s.
Yeah, it's a new play by this young theater company that I really like called The Debate Society. So not a traditional theater piece with a playwright and a director. This is a collective that creates their own plays. And they were last seen at the Public Theater back in January with Blood Play. And this play takes place in the 50s, as you said, and this young couple has just moved into a new neighborhood. They're Jewish couple, and they are starting to throw the party of their lives. And so they come up with all these kind of ridiculous 50s cocktails and 50s party games and a couple of those. Remember in the 50s, those dances where you'd have to come up with like the special steps?
Yeah.
So this company has created all these different sort of fictional games and cocktails and dances. And in the meantime, there's sort of a whole sort of darker underside of the story going on.
Now, we are just about out of time, but I don't want to forget the other cool stuff that makes this a festival, including the free theater, which is you're doing Dracula or the Undead. That'll be great.
Should be fun.
And that runs July 10th through the 19th.
Yeah, and that's written by Steve Lawson.
Our good friend Steve, who has adapted it, of course, from Bram Stoker's novel. And then My Fair Lewis, an evening. This is becoming a tradition. This will be his third year doing this, right?
Yes, he's doing a one-night stand-up appearance for us as a benefit for the Williamstown Theater Festival on July 22nd.
And, boy, nothing better than that. And then you're going to be doing a staged reading. You've always done this in the past, always a part of the festival. And this is Scott and Zelda. And, Patricia Clarkson will be back.
Oh, boy, and John Benjamin Hickey, who you might know from The Big C and other movies and theater. He's wonderful.
Maria Tucci's director.
She's a great group. And it's about Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald and sort of their letters, their love letters, and pieces of their literature interwoven. And let's not forget the Late Night Cabaret.
I was going to say, yeah. And then that is really a Williamstown tradition.
Yes, yes. That's a great time for when the actors come close their show, you know, take their bows and come over to the Goodrich Hall where we do a late night cabaret and they just let loose with a couple of songs.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful season. You have to be, I would think, if you're not, you should be very proud.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. So
yeah.
That's nice.
And a lot of work to do between now and then. But so what keeps you up at night right now?
2014.
Really? That's great. Okay. Yeah, then there's the next one.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, we sort of feel that way with this show. It's like, oh, we got through it. Oh, there's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's great. But you're excited about that, too, I assume.
I am. I'm really excited about 2014.
Really, so. Very, very nice. Yeah. Well, you know, I've said this to you a million times, and I'll just say it again, that this is one of my favorite places on earth, and you do such a beautiful job there, and it's a delight. The place has such a wonderful vibe with you there, so it's a delight to have you there.
Thank you.
Jenny Gersten is the artistic director at Williamstown Theater Festival. You can read about their entire season at WTFestival.org, WTFestival.org.
And you can pre-order your tickets online. We opened up online ordering yesterday.
Excellent. So you can go out and check out. And by the way, if you wait till you know, a couple nights before, you can be screwed. So really, do it now. Plan your nights, and it's worth your while. Thank you very much. We can't wait to see all the cool stuff.
Great to be here, Joe. Thank
you. Excellent. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.